Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back. Today's Daf Yomi is Megillah Daf Yud Ches, and we are holding four lines from the top. We're discussing the setup of the Shmoyne Esrei, which actually nowadays is Chai Esrei, including the Bracha Vilamashinim. So why did they set them up? Why did they sequence the brachas in this manner? So we're up to Ritzei. V'kivin shebos tefillah bos avoida. David HaMelech will enable a proper tefillah experience, which connects us to avoida, to karbonis. And that's why the bracha of Ritzei relates to both. V'slasim shei v'asher v'sa avoida. Shenemar oylu yusei mizivchem l'rotzen al mizbechi. A proper carbon experience. Once we get to avoida, we have the hakrovas hakarbon. We sacrifice. Now comes toida. Moida menachon lach, we acknowledge Hashem being the source of all existence. That closeness is generated by avoida, by karbonis, by tefillah. Now comes moida menachon lach. Shenemar zaveach toida yichabdonani. So yichabdonani, acknowledgement, that's a result of zaveach toida. Umaro leimar birchas koyanim achar hoida. Why is it that they decided to place, position birchas koyanim after the bracha of moedim? Tichsiv, it's based on a pasuk. The first time there was birchas koyanim in Parsha Shmini, on the eighth day of the Chanukah Samishkan. Aaron raised his hands, offered birchas koyanim. So it's clear that birchas koyanim relates to karbonis. It's part and parcel of the avoda and the mishkan, and therefore we put it next to hoda, which follows avoda. Eim koydim avoda. Why do you put it after avoda and hoda? Why not before ritzei? You can't do that. You can't suggest that. Look at the pasuk. Tichsev vayered ma'aseis achatas. Miksev la'aseis. Does the pasuk then say he's about to do the chatas? Birchas koinim and then the karbonis? May aseis ksev. He was finished the karbonis and then went to birchas koinim. The akrovas akarbon experience purified him, elevated him, to enable him to give us that birchas koyanim. And therefore, it follows Ritzei, it follows Maidim. Okay, I understand why it follows Ritzei. Karbon comes before birchas koyanim. V'leimra achar ha'avoida. Let it be immediately after Ritzei. Why after Maidim as well? Leisakadaitach, you can't say that. V'chsiv zaveach toida. We had a pasuk, zaveach toida yichabdonani. After the zvich, after the karbonis, we get to hoidah. So it's karbon, moidim, and then bichas koinim. Well, the previous pasuk, vayisa arnes yadav, indicates that bichas koinim should follow karbonis without interruption. So why do you prefer following the pasuk of zaveach toida yichabdonani, which indicates that avoida and then hoida, and then afterwards birchas koinim, rather than avoida followed immediately by birchas koinim? My chazit is sam chasahai. Why do you rely on this pasuk? Avoida and then hoida, and then birchas koinim, smirchahai. What about the other pasuk? That birchas koinim is one continuous experience with avoida. It should be avoida and then birchas koinim. Mistabra avoida of hoida chada milsehi. It seems logical. It seems probable that it should be Ritzei Moedim and then Birchas Koinim. You know why? Karbonis, an acknowledgement. It's one continuum. It's one experience. Rashi says, Avodah, Avodah Shel Mokem Hu. You know, acknowledgement doesn't come easy. It's part of that Avodah experience. It takes work. It takes effort to acknowledge that I don't get credit. It's all Hashem's expression of love. So it's avoida, it's hoida, and then birchas koyanim. finally, Maro Leimar Sim Shalom Achar Brechas Kainim. Why do they place the bracha of Sim Shalom after Brechas Kainim? It's based on a pasuk. Tachsev v'somu es shmi al bnei Yisrael. V'ani avorachem. Hashem says, when the Kehanim will extend my name, will extend my bracha to Klal Yisrael, I will acknowledge, I will complete that bracha. What is Hashem's bracha? Bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom. Shalom is the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha. Shalom denotes peace. No conflict between the spiritual and physical worlds. Only Hashem can do that. Create that coordination, that cohesion between one and the other. By discovering the spiritual essence inherent in this physical world. That's how we jive it with the spiritual world. So that's Hashem's bracha. We should experience that. We should have that. We should live a life of no conflict. Everything's in unison. Everything's working together. And being that Hashem's bracha is shalom, and Hashem says, I will add my bracha to the brichas koinim, it only makes sense that it's brichas koinim, and then we ask, indeed Hashem, sim shalom, conclude, complete, bring that culmination of the bracha, we should experience Ruchni and Gashmi all as one peace and harmony between everything in the world. Shenemar Hashem Yivarech Es Ami Bashalim. Asks the Gemara, who set up the Shemini Esrei? Yesterday we learned. Shimon HaPakuli, Shimon the cotton merchant, he did it. And then we learned that actually it was done by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. Way before him. 400 some years before Shimon HaPakuli, who only lived in the time of Rabbi Gamliel and Yavne, after the Churban Bayis Sheni. Why do both need to be involved in the same thing? Once you have 120 elders, umehem kama Nevi'im, including many Nevi'im, who were masak in the Tefillah, Tiknu Tefillah, Allah Seder, Shimon HaPakuli, my history. Why do we need Shimon HaPakuli to rearrange the brachis? Shachachum. Indeed, the Asher Knesset HaGdolah has set up a system, but you know, they used to daven without a siddur. And somehow, through the years of Gullus bubble, it got forgotten. The Chazav Sidrum, and that's why he had to come back and reestablish, make a new order. Reestablish the old order. So we have the Shemoneh Esrei Brachos, of which the first three brachos involve being Meshabeach Hashem. That's the proper way of approaching Hashem. The Gemara Bracha speaks about this. It's like an Eved approaching his master. First you praise, you thank, you acknowledge. First you praise, you acknowledge his ability. Right? That's the idea of the first three brachos. Mesadur Shvachos Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then you proceed to Bakashos. Mekan Ve'eloch, but going forward, meaning once the Chachamim or Masakim, Shemoneh Esrei consists of this arrangement of brachos. Three brachos of Shvach, the middle brachos of Bakasha, and concluding with three brachos of Haidah, of acknowledgement and thanking. Mekan Ve'eloch also L'sape B'Shvach Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One may not add his own praise. Rashi says, "Bekvius bracha." Of course, you can praise Hashem, but not in an official manner, in a formal way, inside a bracha Shemoneh Esrei. You can't do that. Why? What's wrong with adding? Because adding is detracting. Hashem is this. Hashem is that. That's it. Hashem is beyond that. Way more. Damar Malazar, Ma'idach Siv. What does the pasuk mean? Mi yimalol gvuras Hashem, who has the ability to speak about Hashem's greatness. Only that person should yashmiya kol tehillosei, should express all of Hashem's praise. We darshan. Let me know the malol gvuras Hashem. Who should be the one to express Hashem's gvura? Lemi sheyachol lashmiya kol tehillosei. Only one who has the ability to express all of Hashem's Tehillah. And of course, that's impossible. Hashem is beyond our comprehension. So don't add. Don't get involved in praising Hashem. Rashi says, Ela esma shetiknu chachamim. Follow instructions. You see, if you're going to initiate and add more, what you're saying is, this is what it is. I am describing Hashem, but if you're just following the formal tefillah text, as was established by the Chachamim, you're not really expressing your own personal sentiment, you're just following orders, you're doing the formal established tefillah, which was established by the Chachamim for all to say. That's not considered an insult to Hashem. I'm just following the tefillah. I'm not indicating that the praises contained therein is it. This is what I'm doing. This is the takana of tefillah. Omer Rabba bar Brachana Rabbi Yochanan. In fact, I'm a saper b'shvacha shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yesh Merdai. A person adds too much shvach. Nekar min ha'olam. It gets uprooted from the world. Shnema yisupar lo ki adaber im omar ish ki yivula. Adding too much expression, praise, is ki yivula, can bring to him being removed from the world. It's inappropriate. It's out of place. Dorash of Yehuda ish kvar giboraya. The following was taught by Yehuda from the town of Giboraya. Amrila, some say from the town of ish kvar gibor chayil. What did he say? Ma'alich siv l'cha dumia sehila. The best tehila, praise of Hashem, is dumia, silence. That's what it is. When you're silent, you're indicating, Hashem, you're beyond my understanding, beyond words. That's the biggest praise. Sama, the kula. You know what the best medicine is? Mishtuka, silence. Kiyosar Abdimi Amar, when Abdimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he related a quotable quote from Eretz Yisrael. Amri b'marav, Eretz Yisrael, they say as follows. Milo b'sela. If you are willing to purchase a word by paying a sela, mishtuka b'train. You should be willing to pay train, 2 coins, for silence. This is good advice generally, but specifically here. When it comes to praising Hashem, what he meant is, choose your words carefully. A word, another word, and that's it. Silence is even more valuable, more meaningful than your words, because you're indicating that, true, I'm saying a little bit, but it's just a drop in a bucket. Hashem is way beyond my words. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Kara pelo yatsi. Megillah is meant to be read from the ksav, from the text. He reads by heart, he's not yatsi. Menol, how do we know this? Omar Rav, asya zachira zachira. This is learned by way of Gzeres Shava, using the words zachira zachira. Ksiv ha chavayamim ha'ela niskorim. But Megillah says, these days are meant to be remembered. Remembered how? By reading the Megillah. Uksiv ha'sam. But Melchamas Amalek, Pasuk says, you meant to have it written down so that it should be zikoring. We should re-experience that story. And we draw a parallel. Malahalon Basefer. Just as Amalek is meant to be remembered by reading the account, reading the story in the Sefer Torah, zikoring Basefer. Afkan Basefer, likewise by Megillah. You experience, you re-enact that experience by reading the Megillah's account in the Sefer. Umimaydahai zechira kriyahi. How do you know? It's from a Sefer. Maybe, Dilme'iyan ba'almo. Maybe it's just looking at the Sefer. How do you know it's reading? Maybe just be ma'ayin. Analyze. Think about what's going on in the Sefer. So take a sefer, it's a Zekaron b'sefer, and look at it, and think about it. How do you know reading? Let's talk about it. I can't say that. Tachsev zocher. Pasuk says, zocher eis asher osel chamalik. Yocha b'leif, perhaps it means in one's heart. Contemplate, think. Kishu oim leis sishkach, but the pasuk already says, leis sishkach, harei shichchas aleib omer. We're addressing forgetfulness. Don't forget. Ha'amani mekayim zocher. Why does the pasuk add the word zachar b'peh? Really remember it. You know, when you say something, you experience it, you relive it. That applies to zechiras mechias amalek, and likewise, remembering the story of Purim by reading the Megillah b'peh. Kara targum liyotza. If you read it Targum Aramaic, you're not Yetze. Hechidami, how are we speaking? Ilema de Ksiva Mikra, the Megillah sitting in front of him is written in Lashon HaKodesh, Vikari Lo Targum, and he's reading Aramaic. He's basically translating, Hainu Al Peh. In effect, he's reading by heart. He's not reading the actual text, he's translating. And the Mishnah tells us, Koral Pela Yatza. Why does the Mishnah have to add that Targum doesn't work? Isn't that another version of Alpe? Leitzricha, apparently we're speaking the Ksiva Targum, the Karla Targum. Both the Megillah and his reading is in Aramaic. He has an Aramaic Megillah. So it's not Alpe. He's actually reading the text, but it doesn't work. It has to be Lashon HaKodesh. Avol, says the Mishnah, Kurin Oysa Le'azos Balaz. A foreign person can have his Megillah read to him in his language. What do you mean? Amras, Kora B'chad Lashon Le'yotzi. You just told me that reading the Megillah in any language other than Lashon HaKodesh doesn't work. How can you now allow foreign languages? Rav Shmuel Amitavai, they both explained, was speaking about a Greek, which has a special status. We noticed this a couple of days ago, Nav Ches, Nav Tes, based on the pasuk of Yafta Lekim Le'yefes, the beauty of Yefes, the language of Greek, of Greece, which is, as she says, the Yofi, the nicest amongst the Bnei Yefes, will be incorporated, Be'ol Yishem will be allowed to be used in the Batir Midrashos, Batir Knesses. Rav Shmuel Damar Tavayu Balaz Yivani, speaking about reading Yivonis, Greek. And that's what the Mishnah allows, as opposed to other languages which are not allowed. So Greek has the same status as Lashon HaKodesh. Hechidami, how are we speaking? In what language is the Megillah written? Ilam Adachsiv Ashuris. Megillah is written in Lashon HaKodesh. Vikar Le'Yivonis, and he happens to be reading Greek. He's translating. Once again, this is just another version of by heart. Hainu Al Peh, it doesn't work. He's not actually reading the Megillah, he's translating. Amar Acham Rabbi Elazar, Shuksuva Balaz Yivonis. What they meant was that the Megillah is written in Greek, and he's reading in Greek. And that's an exception. So according to this phase in the Gemara, Lashon HaKodesh works. Greek works, if you understand Greek, as opposed to other languages. But when we say Greek works, provided that the Megillah is written in that language as well. Otherwise, you're just making up your own words. It's Kora Alpe. Okay, now we go off a slight tangent. We're going to learn another pshat from the same Manda Omer, and then we're going to go back to our discussion. V'Omer Ba'acha, Omer Ba'lazar. V'nayin Sha'kora Kadosh Baruch Hu Le'Yakov Keil. Where do we find that Hashem gave Yaakov a name Keil? He called Yaakov Keil. Chazal say that the Avos, Hein Hein HaMerkava, they're Hashem's resting place, so to speak, because when a tzaddik is Bata to Hashem, is Moseh Nefesh to Hashem, Hashem rests on him. So Hashem called Yaakov with the name Keil, Shenemar, Vayikra Loi, Keil, Hashem called Yaakov Keil, El Kei Yisrael, this was a name given by Hashem. There's really another way to learn that pasuk. This HaGadaitach, because you'll say, L'mezbeach, Kora LeYaakov Keil, that Vayikrolei means actually Yaakov gave a name. Yaakov called the Mizbeach with the name Keil, that represents Hashem. That's the case. Vayikrolei Yaakov Mibayle. Pasuk would say, Vayikrolei Yaakov Keil. Yaakov gave the Mizbeach the name Keil. Doesn't say that. Ela Vayikrolei Li Yaakov Keil. Rather, the Pasuk means that Hashem called Yaakov Keil. Vayikrolei Hashem called Li Yaakov Keil. Who called? Umi Kare Keil. Who gave him the name Keil? Next words in the Pasuk. Ar Elokei Yisrael. The Hashem called Yaakov Keil. Okay, back to our topic. Meisvei, how can you say that you can write and read the Megillah in Yevonis? We have a Brisa. Kara Giftis. He's reading the Megillah in Giftis language, Egyptian. Ivris, another language, not Lashon Kodesh. They used to use Be'Abraham Nar and Assyrian Babel. Ilmus, he reads in a Lashon of Elam, it's one of these Babylonian languages. Modus, Yivonis, all these languages, La Yatsa. So how can the Gemara suggest that Yivonis works? The Brisa clearly doesn't allow even Yevonis. Holy Dami Eloha. Apparently, our heter for Yevonis relates to the next halach in the Brisa, which says, gift is like gift. Oh. You can have a Megillah read in Egyptian if you are reading for an Egyptian, in which case he understands your language. Or Ivris le'Ivrim, Ilmis le'Ilmim, Yevonis le'Yevonim Yotzim. All depends on the listener. If he understands that language, that's good. And that's what Rav Shmuel was speaking about. So again, Lashon HaKodesh works for everybody. A language that he doesn't understand doesn't work for anybody. Right? Other than Lashon HaKodesh, you have to understand what you're listening to. Either way, the Megillah has to be written in that language. Otherwise, it's Val Peh. Which language do we allow? According to the Brisa here, any language, as long as he understands the language. One second, if that's the case, that it applies to all languages equally, there's nothing special about Yevonis. Remember, Rav Shmuel came along and said, Yevonis is exclusive, it's different. It's special. And the Mishnah allows Yevonis. Look, Mubachalaz. Any language would work, as per the Brisa, as long as you're reading the language that this fellow understands, and the Megillah is written in that language, you're okay. El Masisin Kebrais, you're right. Our Mishnah follows the same line as the Brisa. If he understands the language, that's fine. You can write and read in that language. When the Mishnah says you're not Yetzer B'Chaloshen, it means a language that he doesn't understand. So then why did Rav Shmuel speak about Yevonis? What's special about Greek? You're right. That's not in line with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah does not differentiate between Greek and another language. Just as the Brisa doesn't differentiate. Ela v'chi itmar de Rav Shmuel ba'al mitmar. Rav Shmuel's statement that in effect Yevonis stands higher. Yevonis is like Lashon HaKodesh ba'al mitmar. That was applied elsewhere, relating to another shita. Not our Mishnah, not our Brisa. Another shita. Rav Shmuel, Damar Tavayu. Laz Yevoni Lekoil Kasher. It's a chiddush. That the Lashon of Yevonis works for anybody, even if you don't understand the word. Just as Lashon HaKodesh works for anybody, Yevonis is equated in this sense, Lashon HaKodesh. Chacham gave it the same status as Lashon HaKodesh. Even if you don't understand at all, it works. As long as it goes into your ears, into your neshama, your yetzer. It's like Lashon HaKodesh. V'yafta l'kim l'yefes, v'yishkin ba'al yishem. What do you mean? But the Brisa indicates otherwise. V'oktani Yevonis li'yvonim. Yevonis only works for Yevonim, because they understand. Le'yvonim in, only for them. Lukuli amale, but not your ordinary person who doesn't have any inkling as to what he's saying. Says the Gemara, Inu de Amar, Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shmuel followed Rav Shimon Gamliel's shita, who puts Yevonis on the same level as Lashon HaKodesh. Yevonis is a cut above the rest, has its own status. And according to Rashbag, Yevonis works for anybody, just like Lashon HaKodesh works for anybody. This nan, what do we see that Rabban Shimon Gamliel considers Yevonis special? We had this a couple of days ago in Daf Ches. Rabban Shimon Gamliel, Eimer, Av Sefarim Le'itiru, Shikosvel Yevonis. We allowed translations, and Rashbag says no. You can only translate into Greek. You have to look him le'yefes. Greek is different. Greek was given the same status as Lashon HaKodesh. And now come Rav Shmuel and say, you know, according to that sheet of Rashbag, by Megillah as well. Other languages only work if you understand. But just as Lashon HaKodesh is that universal language and works regardless of your understanding, likewise Yevonis. V'leim ralach k'Rashbag. Why can't they just say, well, we follow that shita? Why do I have to elaborate, teach us a new halacha of Yevanis? Let them just say, you know, we follow Rav Shimon Gamliel. They would only say that. You would think, okay, say with Torah, tefillin, not tefillin, because tefillin is b'hayu. It has to be in Lashon HaKadosh, but Svarim, Torah, Nevi'im, Aksum, those can be translated to Yevanis. Aval Megillah, Dechsivah, Kiksavim, perhaps Megillah is different. Kiksavim, Kiloshanim, you need the original Lashon HaKadosh. Even Greek wouldn't work. Emalai, perhaps it would work. Amashmalon. That's why they come and tell us, even by Megillah, we can apply this concept, Yevanis, is equated to Lashon HaKadosh. The bottom line is like this. If it's a language that you understand, be my guest. Go ahead and write it in that language. Read it in that language. The point of Megillah is Persomenisa. Whatever works. Lashon HaKodesh is a universal language. That's an absolute language. It's the source of all languages. Language that Hashem spoke. Spoke with Moshe. Spoke to Klal Yisrael. Created the world Lashon HaKodesh. It's an essential language. It describes the actual essence of the world. The Teuchen, the Chiyus of the world. All languages were Mizgalgal, Mishdalshal, they were drawn from Lashon HaKodesh. So Lashon HaKodesh is an actual language, language of the Neshama. There's a story, there were some kids that were left in some island on their own. Nobody taught them any languages, and they came back and they were speaking Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh is the expression of a person's Neshama. So that works regardless of your understanding. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Yevanis has the same status. Even a foreigner who doesn't understand Ashuras, he's yaitzeh by listening to Lashon HaKodesh. What do you mean? V'lo yodah my comrade. He doesn't understand what they're speaking about. Answers the Gemara is no different than women or unlearned fellows who in those days didn't understand Lashon HaKodesh. And they're still yaitzeh. Look, Chazal say that everybody has a chiv Megillah, which indicates that apparently anybody, even if you don't understand the Megillah, can be Yaitzeh. Maskat Ravina. Says Ravina, what's the problem to begin with? Atu Anan, what about us? Do we really understand the entire Megillah? What about the following words? Hachashtrana. Bnei Ramach. Yeah, Dinan. Do we know what those things mean? And we're still Yaitzeh. Ella. Apparently you must say, Mitzvah's Kriya, Persumanisa. As long as you gather together, you read the Megillah, that in itself, that event, that occasion creates Persumanisa. Rashi adds, even if they don't understand. So you'll ask your friend, what's going on? Oh, the Megillah event, the sperm story, that creates Persumanisa. Hachanami here as well. Even if the fellow has no idea what's going on, Mitzvah's Kriya, Persumanisa, you're accomplishing the same thing. Kara Sirugin Yatze. You read the Megillah with many stops. Incrementally. You're Yatze. Like, how are Yad Rabban and my Sirugin? Chachamim never heard of that word. Well, what is Sirugin? Shamu'la Amsa de Rebbe, until they overheard the maidservant in Rebbe's home, who was a chash of a woman. Imagine hanging around in Rebbe's house. So one day they hear her saying, the Ka'amradul Rabbanan. She was criticizing the Talmidim. Davi Aili Piske Piske Lebe Rebbe. They were coming in groups, a bit at a time, to the Beis Medrash of Rebbe. And she turns to them. She was a Mashgiach. She says, Ad Mosatim Nechnosim Sirugin Sirugin. Until when are you going to do this? It's coming at once, beginning of Seder. What's going on here? So now they chapt. Sirugin means bit by bit. So Kara Sirugin Yatza, you read the Megillah incrementally, his Yatza. Once we're on the topic of Amsei the Rebbe, well, you have a Yad Rabbanu my Chalaglugais. They didn't know exactly what this word Chalaglugais means, mentioned all over Shas, some sort of plant. Shamola Amsei the Rebbe, the Amalei Lav Gavar, once they heard the Amsei the Rebbe telling this fellow, Davakum Avadar, who was dispersing parparachini, these flowers, Ad Mosa Etim Afazar Chalaglucha. Until when are you going to... Why are you throwing around these chalaglugas? They figured chalaglugas must be this plant. The pasuk in Mishle. Salsa leo. Uzremimeko. and involve yourself, immerse yourself in Torah, and Torah will raise you, will elevate you. They had no idea what that word means. Shamu, until they heard La'amsa de Rebbe, Rebbe's maidservant, saying the following. Davas Amra Lau Gavr. She turns to this fellow, Dava Mahapech Ramazi, who was styling his hair. Amrle, she turns to him, Ad Masad Masalsa Masarecha, get on with it. What do you mean, Masalsa, your hair? So they understood, Masalsa means, Rashi says, Lashon Chipos Vehipoch, delving, searching, pluming the depths of Torah. And then the Torah elevates you. Pasuk in Tehillim. Towards your Yehavcha, your load on Hashem. Let Hashem carry your load for you. They didn't know what Yehavcha means. Amarava Barbachana, Zimnachada. So it happens that once, Hava Zilna Bahadeh Utaya, I was traveling along on the road next to this Taya, this Ishmaeli merchant. Because the Rina Tun, I was carrying a load. Vamar Li, and he turns to me. Why bother? Shkol Yehavach, take your Yehavach, your load. Vishadeg Amloi, throw it onto my camel, I'll carry it for you. I'm going anyways. So Hashlech Hashem Yehavcha means, take your load. Don't carry it yourself. Give it over to Hashem. Hashem will provide for you. Lehavi Yadir Abonamai Vetate Siya Vimetate Hashmid. Hashem curses Bavel. Bavel will be swept away. They didn't know what Metate means. They don't know what that means. Shamua laum said Rebbe. Once they hear Rebbe's servant, maid servant saying, she was a chief of staff. She was telling the other maids. Shkuli tatisa. She told the other worker, take the tatisa, the broom, the tati base, and sweep up the house. So the pasuk tatisa matate hashmid min Hashem is indicating that bubble will be swept away, be destroyed. Tan Rabban, we learned an advice. Kara Sirugan Yatza. If you read the Megillah with breaks, that's okay. Seirusan Layatza. If he reads it out of order, Rashi says, L'mafreya. Take a pasuk, you start at the last word and go backwards. Not Yatza. Megillah has to be read as one continuum, it's one experience, you have to read it properly. Rav Muna Oyma Meshum Rav Yehuda, Ap Sirugan. Oh. Even if he's only taking some breaks. Depends how long the pause is. Imsha, k'day l'gemar skula, chayzi l'rosh. Listen to this chiddush. Even if he did it in order, but he took a break, which was too long, k'day l'gemar skula, which would allow him to finish the entire Megillah, that's a hafsek. Interrupts the experience, he has to go back to the beginning. Amar Rav Yosef, halacha k'Rav Muna. She'amar, mishum Rav Yehuda, indeed, that is the halacha l'maisa. Only Abayil Rav Yosef, k'day l'gemar skula, mehecha d'koy l'seifa. You say, don't take a break. Kdei ligmar skula. How do you measure that? Mehecha de koi. From his position in the Megillah Lasefa until the end, meaning, let's say it's a word or two before the end of the Megillah. So it's a very short pause. He only has two words left. And likewise, if he's in the middle of Megillah, then you extend it. You allow more time. So the gap, the pause, can't equal the time remaining in the Megillah. Is that what you mean? Oidimu Mreshul Seifa. The Ligmar Skula means the amount of time that it would take this person to read from the beginning to the end. You can't allow that amount of a break. Oidimu Mreshul Seifa. The second option is correct. It came because otherwise, it depends where you're holding. It's not a set rule. In Satat Vrechel Shiur, and you're providing an inconsistent Shiur. Every situation is different, creates confusion. That's not what we're speaking about. It needs to be an absolute shiur, which is clear and consistent to all. So it takes you 40 minutes to read the Megillah. You can't allow that much gap, that much of a pause, when you read the Megillah. Amar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Abba, Amar Rav, Halakha Rav Muna. So Rav follows Rav Muna. You can't allow this break. V'shmol Amar Ein Halakha Rav Muna. He disagrees. So Shmuel was the maker. B'surah masnuhach. In the yeshiva of Surah, they had this approach. The Rav was the machmir. He followed Rabbi Muna. And Shmuel was the maker. In Pupadisa, masnuhach, they had a different approach. A different gersa. They reversed the names. Amrav Kanam, Rav, halach Rabbi Muna. We don't allow this gap. We're not concerned about this pause. Our baby must ibcha. He learned the other way. Rav amar enach karbuna. We allow this gap. Shmuel amar halach karbuna. We don't allow this gap. Amar Rav Yosef nekoit to Rav Bevi biyatcha. It appears that Rav Bevi's approach of events is the correct one. That Shmuel's the machmer. We follow Rav Yimuna, even though he's a yachid mokim rabim. We're machmer. The Shmuel who dechayish lechida. We find elsewhere as well that Shmuel is concerned even about a das yachid individual opinion against the majority. He's machmer. And therefore here as well, let's assume that Shmuel is the machmer. Where is it, the other Shmuel, the son? Shemero Siyavim. A woman whose husband died without children. She's anticipating, she's awaiting the Yibum from her departed husband's brother. Now there are two brothers there, Reuben and Shimon. The mitzvah is that the older one should take care of the Yivama. And what happened? While she was awaiting the mitzvah of Yibum, Shekidish Achiv, the brother of the departed, the brother of the younger brother, so the two brothers that can potentially be Miyabim, Reuben and Shimon. Levi passed away, we have Reuben and Shimon left over. Reuben is the older brother, he's the one that should be taking care of the Yivama, and Shimon, his brother, decided, okay, in any case, I'm not going to do the Yibum. Let me marry her sister. Shekidish Achav Esachos. So Shimon, the younger brother, got engaged to the Yivama's sister. Now you can't marry Achos Isha, wife of your sister. Rashi explains. A Yivama, who's a potential wife, who's bound to him, who's awaiting the mitzvah Sibam, which will be performed by any of these brothers, ideally the older one, but anybody can technically do the Yibum. There's an element of an Isha here. She's somewhat connected to him. She's somewhat his wife, and therefore, he shouldn't be going ahead and marrying her sister, which is like an Achais Isha. He did that anyway. He engaged her sister. He didn't marry it. He was just Mekadosh. So what do we do now? Can he proceed? Can he continue? Mishum, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir Amru, Rabbi Yehuda was quoted as follows. Aymrim lay hamtim. We tell Shimon, the younger brother, you know what? Wait up. Wait off. Until your older brother Reuben completes the Yibum. And then you can go and marry the younger, the sister. Because otherwise, the Zika, Rashi says, the fact that the Yivam is bound is Meshubad to these two brothers, who are both potential Miyabmim. They have to treat her like a wife. She's somewhat connected to them. And shouldn't be marrying her sister. So wait. Postpone the wedding. Your older brother will take care of the Yivama. Then you can proceed. Amar Shmuel, halacha, karbide b'meser. That's how we paskin. With machmer, like a shitas yachid against the rabbim. Here as well, says the Gemara pairs that her baby's version is correct, that Shmuel is machmer, like a muna. Don't allow a gap, a pause in your Megillah reading, which would allow you to finish the entire Megillah. Ton Rabban, Hishmet Bas Sefer Oisius. Sefer left out some letters in the Megillah. So you have an incomplete Megillah. Oy Psukin, or even Psukim. The Koran HaKor gets up in Shul, but he reads the entire Megillah. He doesn't skip anything. How? Kimaturgim, and I'm a targum, like an interpreter, who takes a look at the Psukim and interprets by heart. This Bal Koran was so proficient, he glossed over the missing words. He just read it by heart. Yeah, that's okay, because although on Amud Aleph we learn clearly, you have to read from Ksav. You have to get the Kedushas HaKsav while you're reading. But for the most part, it was okay. A couple of letters, a couple of words here and there, that's okay. The more later calls it an Igeres HaPurim. It's like a letter. You have to have the general format, general structure. A couple of letters, a couple of words, as long as it's only the minor portion, a mute, that's okay. How can you say that? Meisvei, listen to this, Bryce. Hayu ba'oseis mishtush tashis. You have some worn-out letters. Oim kurois, or chopped letters. Im rishuman nikar kshera. If you still see the mark, the impression of those letters in the Megillah, then it's okay. Vim la psula, but otherwise, If it's fully erased, it's possible. Apparently, even missing letters or words invalidate the Megillah. Like Kashi, the answer is Habakula. Habakutsasa. The entire Megillah is erased. You don't have a Megillah. It's only a small portion that's okay. Tana Rabbanan. Hishmit ba'akir pasuk echad. Suppose the Baal Kiri skipped a word and he was as he was reading the Megillah. Well, you shouldn't say Ekras Kula. Let me finish the entire thing. Go back. Va'achakach Ekra Yisef Pasuk. Then go back to that Pasuk. That's out of order. That's Lama Freya. Ela Kiri Ma'isef Pasuk Ve'eloch. He has to go back to that skip Pasuk. Start from there and go forward till the end of the Megillah. Likewise, Nichnas Labes HaKnesses. He comes into Shul a bit late. U'matza Tziba Shekara Chetzya. And the tzibah is holding right at the half point of the Megillah. He missed the first half. Lo yamei, shouldn't say ekra chetzi mat tzibur. Let me just tag on to the tzibur. Start over here till the end. V'achach ekra chetzi, and then go back to the beginning to do the first half. Ela koyro yisim etchas vat seifa. No, you have to do an order from beginning to end. Mishnah says, if you read misnamnim, you yetzi. Hechidami misnamnim. How do you describe a misnamnim? Dozing off. Amrav Ashi Nim, he's a bit asleep. V'loi Nim, but not really sleeping. Tir, he's awake. V'loi Tir, not fully awake. Dekorle Vani, they call him. Geatzel, yes. So he can respond when you call him. V'loi Yadal Aduris Svara, but he can't really be rational. He can't speak logic. V'chimit, kurle mit, but if he's reminded of something, doesn't this make sense? Yeah, sure. He can acknowledge. He can initiate logic. So he's somewhere between between being awake and being asleep, and that's okay. Hayakais for Dersha Makiyah. Suppose he was writing a Megillah. He was explaining the Megillah. He was editing the Megillah. Is he Yetze? Im Kivin Libel Yatze. If he put his heart to it, if he intended on being Yetze, that works. Hechadami, how are we speaking? Either come a sada psuka psuka v'kos of law. Was he reading a pasuk at a time and then writing it? Ki kivin libo may havi. What good is it that he's mechavan to be yaitzi? Al pehu. He read it before he wrote it. Vahi mechashverish, and he writes it down. He read it by heart. El the kos of psuka psuka v'karli. Oh, must be that he wrote it and then he read it. That doesn't work. He didn't have a full Megillah in front of him. Umi Yatz, how can that work? V'omar b'chelbi. Omar v'chomar b'aguri. Omar rav. Although we have a machlekes later on. Naf Yates. How much of the Megillah you have to read? The whole thing? Part of it? So Rav says, halacha k'divrei Omar. Kula. We follow the shita. You have to read the entire Megillah from beginning to end. Afilu man da'omar mish Yehudi. Even according to the shita, Yehuda actually. You can start from Ish Yehudi, which is the main element of the Megillah. That's only regarding reading. But the Megillah has to be a full Megillah. Sricha Shteik Suva Kula. You have to have a full Megillah in front of you. So this Sefer, who writes the first Pasuk and then reads it. How can that work? It's an incomplete Megillah. El Demancha Megillah Kameh. Oh, apparently. It was a properly written Megillah standing in front of him, from which he was copying to write his Megillah. V'kari lami no, psuka psuka. And he was reading a pasuk at a time from that Megillah. V'kasal, and then write it. So that's the case. He was kaisva, dersha, magia, from a complete Megillah. Now the fact that it appears that you can only write a Megillah from a complete Megillah, only by copying from a pre-existing Megillah. That seems to be the case in the Mishnah. That would indicate that that's the proper way of doing it. Otherwise, why would we assume that he had a proper Megillah in front of him? Leima, perhaps we can say, Misayeli, l'rabba, babrachana. This is a right to Rabba Shit. Damar rabba, babrachana. Omar b'yechon. Also, l'chtev ois achas, shalem naksav. In fact, you can't. You're not allowed to. Write kisvei ha-kodesh, unless you're copying from a pre-existing text. One of the reasons is you shouldn't make mistakes. It's even one letter. Can't be written without copying. And that's why our mission is speaking about such a case, because you can't do it otherwise. It so happens to be that he was reading from a pre-existing Megillah. It's not to say you can't do it otherwise. It so happens to be that was the case. Gufa, let's go back to this halacha. Omer Rabba Barachan Omer Beichan. Also, lichtev is achas shlem naksav. Why may not write even one letter, unless he's copying from Iksav. So one svar is because of the accuracy. There's another svar that you have to sort of translate the more of a baster's mashmak learn from a pasuk. You have to transfer the kedusha, so to speak, from one ksav onto the other. Maybe you're going to have a kasha in this halacha. Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. It was a masa, Rav Meir, shehalach la'aber shana ba'asya. He went to Asya to involve himself in making a leap year. V'lo yichayya sham Megillah. It was Purim time. There was no Megillah there. V'kasya meliboy. He knew it by heart. And he sat down to write a Megillah. Rav Meir was a cipher. When everyone speaks about it, he was an expert cipher. So he wrote it by heart. V'kara, and he read it on Purim. What do you mean? You have to copy it. You can't just initiate a new Megillah. Amr Bavo Shani Rav Meir. Meir is very different. Why? The Mekayim Bei. V'afal Pecha Yeshur Nekdecha. This pasuk can be applied to Rav Meir. What does this mean? Amalei Rami Bar Chama Rav Yirmiyah. Midifti. Mai. What does this pasuk mean? V'afal Pecha Yeshur Nekdecha. Amr Lo, he tells him, Eilu Divrei Ter. V'afal Pecha, the words of Ter. Why? By Torah it says, Haseif enecha boi venenu. Just blink your eyes. Just blink your eyes and Torah is gone. You have to guard the Torah with all your might. You can't blink your eyes. It just slips away. You have to be constantly engaged in Torah. You can't neglect Torah for a moment. 24/7 connected to Torah. Otherwise it just slides away. Even though so much effort is required to truly acquire Torah. Afilu hachi miyushorin hin etzel Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir had clarity throughout the entire Torah. So that was the teretz. Typically, we're afraid of mistakes, of errors, of skipping. Rabbi Meir, he had it so clear. So he was allowed to write Shaloi min Aksav. There's another story involving Rav Chisda. Ashkechel Rav Chananel. He found Rav Chananel Dava Kosef Svarim Shlem Aksav. He was doing the same. He was writing his Svarim Shlem Aksav without having a text in front of him to copy from. Amrle, so he turns to him with a compliment. You know, Ru'iya Kolatura Kula, the Kosef Al Picha. Truthfully speaking, you're such an expert that the entire Torah can be written by you, by heart. You can write the entire Torah without a mistake. But you have to follow the rules. Elakach Amr Chachamim. Also, Lichtei Veis Achash Lem Naksav. You have to copy. That's the way it is. You don't differentiate. Not Machalik. Everybody has to follow the rules. It says the Gemara. Milka Amar. Kol HaTorah Kula Ru Yesh Dukasav Picha. Fact is, he gave him this compliment. You have the ability to write the entire Torah by heart. Apparently, he was an expert. He was a baki. Mechlal de miyusharn etzle. Miyusharn hein etzle. Apparently, the Torah is clear to him. So why was this different than Rav Meir? Who did it? Var Rav Meir, Kasav. Rav Meir wrote it, Megillah Shlem Naksav, because he had this mala, he had this expertise. So why didn't he allow Rav Chananel to do the same? Shasal Tchak Shani. Rav Meir was in a foreign town. There was no Megillah accessible. Shasal Tchak. Time of necessity is different. But typically, we don't allow it. Abaye is another exception. Abaye Shara, the Devei Bar Chavu. Devei Bar Chavu was this fellow who was a tefillin merchant. He allowed this fellow, Lemichtav Tefillin Umezuzah Yishalim Naksav, to write tefillin mezuzah without copying. Kiman. In accordance with Vashita, Ki Aitan, the son of Rabbi Aimer, Mishun Rabbeinu, Rabbi Aimer quoted Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Danossi, who said as follows. We have exception to this rule. Tefillin and mezuzahs, nechtav v'shlem naksav. When it comes to tefillin and mezuzahs, which are things that everybody is familiar with, everybody knows Krishna by heart, in that case, you're not concerned about errors. You can write a shlem naksav. That's number one. Number two, v'ein tzricha is shtirtut. Shtirtut means when you mark a line on the parchment upon which to write that line of text. So engrave like a mark, a line on the parchment. That you don't have to do by tefillah mezuzahs, as opposed to a sefer Torah, where you need to ensure the straightness of the lines and you have to have certainty. The Gemara's maskana is v'ilchus so tefillah and tzrichin certainty, but tefillah you don't need to be worried about the straightness of the lines, because the Farshim say, the Rishonim say, tefillin are enclosed in the box, not really seen. Therefore, we're not so concerned about the niceness of the lines. Mezuzah is tzrich and sirta, as opposed to mezuzahs, which are relatively exposed. You pull them out, you can read them. In that case, sirta is required to ensure that the lines are perfectly straight. Okay, when it comes to the other halacha, idvi, whether it's tefillin or mezuzahs, nichtovish l'maksav, you don't need to copy them from a pre-existing text. My time of why is it different than other kisvei hakodesh? Migras grisin. Rashi says shaguro is b'pi hakoil. Everybody's familiar with the words of tefillin and mezuzah, and therefore there's no concern about mistakes. And that was Abaye's shita as well. He allowed the tefillin experts, to write tefillin and mezuzah is shaloi minaksav. Okay, let's do a quick chazara of today's daf. We're holding by Ritzei, it comes before the Haidah, because the carbon brings to Haidah. Then we have Brachas Kayanim, and then Sim Shalim, which is Hashem's bracha, which is the fitting conclusion of Brachas Kayanim, V'somu Eshmini al-Bnei Yisrael v'Anmi V'Arachim. By the way, that's why many, by Myrev, instead of Sim Shalim, they say Shalim Rav, because the whole point of Sim Shalom is that it complements the Birchas Kohenim, which we don't do during nighttime. So that's why we change it to Sim Shalom, from Sim Shalom to Shalom Rav. Different type of brach, different type of tefillah. So the Shvach established by the Chachamim is what we say. We don't add Lucha Dumiya Sehila. Silence, Dumiya, is actually more praiseworthy, more valuable than speaking. We had the Mila Besela, Shtika Betrei. Both Megillah and Parshas Zohar needs to be a verbal experience, Zechira Bepeh, from a Sefer. What language can you do Megillah in? Lashon HaKodesh works for anybody. Lashon Yevonis, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel, works for anybody as well. By other languages, it's dafka if you understand the language. We learned from Amsei the Rebbe what Sirugin means, chopped up Megillah reading. What about if he's Shah Kedei Ligmar Kula? He had a long enough pause which would allow him to read the entire Megillah. According to Shmuel, we have Machmer, disqualifies the Megillah reading. If he reads the Megillah, Miktsas Balpeh, that's okay. And likewise, if some of the words or letters in the Megillah were missing, that's fine. Now, although the Gemara later says, an important point, the Rashba points this out, the Gemara later says that the entire Megillah has to be written, Bichsav. Right? Has to be entirely written. Kula. So how does this fit with the Gemara? You can have some miktsas letters missing. So the Rashba says, well, it depends where the missing portion is. If it's somewhere in the middle, it's okay, but it's in the beginning or the end, you're missing the structure of the Megillah, and that doesn't work. So interesting point from the Rashba. We learned that typically, you write Kisvei HaKodesh Minaksav, copying another text, Mishasat Chak, like in the case of Reb Meir, or in the case of Tefillin Mezuzahs, because they are Shiguroit Piyakoil, no concern about mistake. In that case, we allow even Ksiva Balpeh. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.